Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and the segment that is taking the nation by storm. Storm, I tell you, is coming up at the bottom of the hour. It is, of course, Alex Teichert's Tower of Trivia. And guys, I got some sad news today. You've probably seen it now. A friend of mine just texted me, and then I looked it up, Googled it. Looks like it's true. Biz Markie, the rapper, he just died, apparently. Or he died today.
Who died?
Did you guys hear about this? Biz Markie.
Did he? He died, yeah. But I thought that was a few days ago.
Was that a few days ago? Somebody just texted me, he just died. So I guess I hate to laugh, but I mean that it was today. Was it a few days ago?
No, what was happened was that he has been in hospice care, so there was an inaccurate report about a week ago that he had already died.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And he had not died, but he had officially, I guess, died today.
Wow. He was on the show, remember? On Celebrity Corner.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a friend, Alex. That's the next request for coming out of the break.
I got you.
His biggest hit. That was a jam. Even though he couldn't sing, that was a jam. All right, sad news about the great Biz Markie. All right, let's go to the NCAA, Rob. How's that for an abrupt transition?
But yeah, it's pretty tough, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Emmert, of course, the president of the NCAA. Rob, he is singing an entirely different tune nowadays. And I'm going to have Rob G kind of summarize it. But it looks like basically it says this. The title of the article that talks about it is Emmert said it's time to decentralize college sports. So, Rob G, kind of give us a summary of what he's talking about.
Well, it just goes to show you what the state is of the NCAA, where during this interview, it was only 30 minutes. There was only a small handful of reporters that were even there. Like, it wasn't a widespread media availability. But he was talking about the state of the NCAA in wake of the name, image, and likeness coming through. And so here's what he said. He spoke about 30 minutes, like I said, but here's some of the key quotes. When you have an environment like that, it just forces us to think more and more about constraints should be put in place more so than ever on college athletes. It should be the bare minimum. We need to be ready to say, you know what? Field hockey is different than football. Wrestling is different than lacrosse. Not get so hung up on everything having to be the same. Again, insinuating that in NCAA, normally, that everybody's treated the same as an athlete. And then he continues. Right. I think this is a really, really propitious moment. I don't even know what that means. To sit back and look at a lot of the core assumptions and say, you know what? If we're going to build college sports again and in 2020 instead of 1920, what would it look like? What would it change?
That's the big quote to me.
What would we expect or want to be different in a way to manage it?
We were working on a model that was built for 1920. And now he's saying if we were going to rebuild college sports in 2020, let's do it according to modern time. So, look, we know he's only saying this because his back is against the wall. He's got no choice. I mean, the handwriting is on the wall, all right? Things are changing. They stalled the name, image, and likeness as long as they could. And now he just wants to remain relevant. And now he's forced to change along with it. Rob, what do you think about this? Like, I think it's good. He's decentralized, that word. I do think it's good to have some type of, I mean, I don't know what this is going to look like. I do think it's good to have some type of governing body just so you have, it's like having leagues. You can have a national champion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you shouldn't just have random leagues. You want to have some type of government. It's like boxing.
But you
when
have
they
that
didn't
already.
Have the associations.
But you have conferences, the Big East.
Yeah, but
the
I'm
Big
saying
10.
I don't think that's enough.
No, but this is but what this is an admission, Chris. You can't get the Supreme Court of the United States to agree on anything, okay? Zero. It's all over the place, right? No matter what the issue is. But all of them agreed on this. That's right. The only reason why the NCAA is going away. Chris, they were racketeers. They were mob crime.
It was a monopoly, too.
It was ridiculous in business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, seriously. It was mafioso.
The money they were making off of these kids.
Kids. And that's why they want to go away now.
And everybody was in that. The coaches, too, Rob.
No, absolutely. And now, Chris, they want to go away because they're not going to have control of it. They're not going to be able to do what they did. So that's why they don't want it anymore. And you remember that same guy stood up to the governor of California and said, well, no California schools will be playing if you guys pass that. You remember
that?
That
was only like a year or two ago.
Stuck out his chest like he was saying something. And California was like, yeah, right. You're going to tell USC and UCLA and all these other colleges in California, Berkeley, Cal Berkeley and all that, that they're not going to participate in the NCAA? Come on, Chris. It was a hollow threat, and it just showed that they have no power. What is the line in The Wizard of Oz? Be gone before somebody drops a house on you. You have no power here, and that's the NCAA. They have no power.
That's the exact line I thought about. That's the exact line that came to my mind, too.
Did you?
That line from, no, I'm just messing with you.
Oh, I'm just. What? Be gone before somebody drops a house on you. You have no power here.
I love The Wizard of Oz, but I
you don't remember
seen
that line?
You. No. No, I don't. I don't. I remember that you have no power here, but because basically they found out the wizard had no power.
Right?
Yeah, I remember that. But, Rob, like I said, I do think, now they need to revamp everything, but I do think there should be some type of governing body so that it's just organized. And it's not just a bunch of conferences, but there is also a national governing body where they play, whether it's playoffs. Well, for everything but football, it certainly be playoffs or a tournament. And so I think that is relevant, and that is maybe not necessary, but I think that's good. You know, it's like boxing. Boxing is good when they have the governing bodies, the WBA, the WBO, that can make fighters fight each other. You know what I'm saying? So I think that part is good. Otherwise, it would just be a bunch of random leagues and people playing, and there's no way to really, you know, find out who the best team is or things like that. So I think it's necessary. And also, I tell you what I do like, Rob. I like him saying that, look, you got to realize football is different than lacrosse. And men's basketball is different than men's wrestling, because that is what the hangup is. A lot of people have talked about, right? When they talk about paying athletes, they talk about, well, how you going to pay the, you know, just the football players or just the basketball players. And I've always said, well, they're the ones making money. I don't think the kids should just get paid just because they're playing a Division I sport. It's that men's, that football and men's basketball have become so huge that they become billion-dollar industries. And that's where the kids should get some of that. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I get it. I get it. I just – the NCAA isn't doing anybody a favor. They're going away because they realize that you know – it's all over, Chris. You know what I mean? Like what they had going.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. I mean, you want to talk about nobody ever surrenders that kind of power. They got brought to their knees. And like I said, for the Supreme Court to rule unanimously on this just tells you what they had going was criminal. And finally, the players are going to be able to share in some of this. And there will be somebody. You have to have some sort of body. I understand what you're saying by having a governing body just to oversee. But they won't be as powerful as the NCAA
was.
No,
nor should they.
Right, exactly.
That was out of control. And it'll be interesting to see what the ramifications of this are, Rob. You know, for coaches, if there are any, you know, but for coaches, for athletic directors, athletic departments, all of this stuff. I don't know if it ends at name, image, likeness. You know, there may be other places that this thing goes, but it is interesting, and I think it's just getting started. But you're right, Emmert, he just knows that it's over for him.
Right. That's all it is. It's over.
And over for the
what do they call it? The jig is up. You know what I mean? Like, yep. It's done. Yep.
And beyond that, Rob, you just got a lot of – I mean, we keep looking at basketball. Excuse me. Look at how many of these kids are not even going to play in college anymore. And they're going to play, you know, now you got Overtime Elite. You got the G League. You got the opportunity to go play overseas. Like, there's all of that. And so, it's just, this is a changing time. Changing for the good, but it's going to be interesting. I don't know exactly what it's going to end up looking like 5 years from now.
No, I don't think anybody does, because it's ever-changing now, and there's all these other new avenues. Chris, I don't know. Do some of these college kids get their own TV shows? Do you know what I mean?
Like, they could.
Right? I mean, it could open up so many different things now.
Absolutely.
That before, they couldn't even think about doing anything like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's all types of stuff, opportunities out there. And I love what, you know, some of these athletes have already done. I mean, it really is teaching them a lot just from what I've seen. They're starting businesses. They're capitalizing off of their celebrity or their stardom as college athletes. Even if they don't make it to the NBA or the NBA, NFL or whatever it is, they're capitalizing now while they're popular. So I think it's great for them. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Mark Emmert that we need to decentralize college sports? I'm not so much with the decentralization, because like I said, you still need some type of governing body, but it certainly doesn't need to be as powerful as the NCAA was. And is it time to basically get rid of the NCAA system for good? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. The hip-hop artist, legendary old-school artist, Biz Markie. He was one of the original human beatboxes. Make the music with your mouth, Biz. And then after his rapping, he was a successful DJ and was on The Odd Couple. He was a guest.
He sure was. Yeah, do we have that clip? We don't even have it, do we?
See,
hey, Rob G, try to find that clip for the end of the show, man.
Yeah,
we should play
that. I don't know
if
we can get it that soon, but we could try. He was a celebrity corner guest for a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half, whatever. But the Biz Markie, 57 years old, died today. All right, we're brought to you by Discover Card, which matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing, too, because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. We're talking about the NCAA. And all of a sudden, they've changed their tune big time. We know they don't have any choice, but now they're saying it's time to decentralize college sports. What is your feeling on that? And what would you like college sports to look like? What do you think it should look like going forward? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's start with Sean in Sacramento. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. Feels so good to have Rob back from the Green Mile. Chris Dunn cupcaking with his wife. We finally got a real Odd Couple show going on.
Uh-oh.
This week,
it's
fellas.
Been a
yes.
while.
It's been hey, a while. How you been? Y'all time off, man. Y'all the two hardest
week.
Guys over there at Fox. Man, I see y'all on TV. I hear y'all on podcasts. Y'all still doing the show. I think one time I heard Rob come on to do Dan Patrick's show, guest star on TV, and then still wrap it up with the Odd Couple at the end of the day. That man working too hard over there, man.
He got about 7 jobs.
Hey, I need it, you know? I mean, I got to save money on postage.
There you go. Hey, once Chris has you featured at the new comedy club and you hit it big, I'm going to need you to take a couple vacations, brother.
Yes, Chris's new comedy club. When is that open? I'm ready to headline it.
Probably October. Okay. That's what we're shooting for. We'll see.
Yes. Right.
Hey, if y'all need a caller to open up, man, let me know. Y'all know I'll come over there and hit y'all with the funny. But I'm going to need you to pay for that plane ticket, Big Chris.
What you got, man? What you got?
So my take real quick, man, is I'm all the way with you. Broussard's Brigade, man. Just look what happened to boxing once it was decentralized. All of a sudden, yep, you have guys like Floyd Mayweather scheduling fights with guys that are way past their prime, guys from the internet, wrestlers, all types of weird stuff going on. And not only that, but think about the scheduling. If you leave it up to these teams, they'll be playing a cupcake schedule the entire year, hoping for that undefeated. And I mean, as bad as the NCAA is, they did get the playoff right, and I would love to see them continue to get the matchups right for the entire season.
Nah, no doubt. I mean, it would almost be like barnstorming, right, if you don't have some centralized governing body. I mean, we need that. Let's not go from one extreme to the other. And right. I don't think we will, but I'm just saying, like, we want a Division I football or basketball where the best teams, best schools play, and then we want to crown a national champion. And to do that, you're going to need some type of governing body. They just shouldn't have the all-encompassing power that the NCAA did.
Chris, I think I found the clip. Are you ready? Listen up. Could you hear it or it's too low?
Yeah, I can hear it. Thank you.
All right. I know you needed that to continue.
I needed it. No, yes. We should have told Alex to get it so we
I
can
know,
hear
Alex,
it good.
Alex, can
send
you find that?
Send
Alex,
it to him.
Yeah, send it to me, Rob.
So
yeah,
we can
I'll do
play
that.
It in stereo.
Yeah, yes, do that. Yeah, we'll play it at the end of the show or really quick. All right, Shaq in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up,
hey,
Shaq?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm excited to be actually on the air with y'all, worship y'all. Y'all do a good show, but
thank
I did
you.
Want to say, you're welcome. I did want to say I think the NCAA has abused their power long enough that they need to be dissolved. However, I still do think there needs to be a governing body and allow each conference to manage themselves, but then have a little bit of power over them to say, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. And my second point is I think that I'm for paying these players, right? But I think what's going to happen is they're just going to be overexposed, and guys that have the ability to make it to the NFL, the NBA, won't have that ability because those folks are going to see them and they're going to be saying, God, this guy's junk. He's a liability. And because of that, I worry about these guys' opportunity. That money
Wait,
is
so,
short.
So you lost me there. What you mean overexposed? Like, you understand what he's saying, Rob?
No.
What are you saying on that?
Okay, I'm talking about Lonzo Ball. Like, if there were on social media, everything, the media, if he's getting paid, he's going to be required to say certain things by certain, like, an AMAX, right? If he was in college, he's going to have to say this, say that. And they're just going to see he's just overexposed. Some of these guys, you know, don't have, in the small, the big schools, yes, they're exposed, but they're not at the corporate level being exposed.
Look, if they can play, I think you're saying they're going to become shills for marketers and in the products they're endorsing.
You mean like college coaches have been for years?
Right. Thank you, Rob. I mean, and the bottom line is, you know, if they can play, man, nobody's going to be worried about that.
It don't matter, right? It's all about whether you can play or not. And guys who can't play, nobody wants to hear who you sponsor, who's endorsing you. Nobody cares.
Yep.
If you can't make a basket or a free throw when we need it, Chris,
right?
Do we care who you're talking to or who you're representing?
Not at all.
We don't.
I think, Rob, I mean, we'll see where it goes in the future. I don't have all the answers, but I do think name, image, and likeness is a great place to start.
No, because that is you, and you should have the right. Nobody should be able to do that. It's your image. It's your face. It's your name. Why can't you make money? And if somebody can do it better than you, Chris, then they should make more money than you. Somebody does it worse than you, then right. they don't make any money. That's how it goes.
That's
in
the
this
real
country.
World. That's capitalism. And to your point, like this settles all the nonsense about, well, do we pay the golfers what we pay the basketball players? Well, if there's a golfer that's that good.
And, Chris,
and that people want to pay, then they'll,
right?
they'll get their money.
Titleist might say this guy's yep. going to be the next thing. Like, we want him now. Right.
Absolutely. So, look, I'm not saying this is the end of it, but it is a good start. And I'm interested to see how it goes, how it affects the athletes, you know, how, you know, they're starting to make money. How does it impact them? How hard they work? Does it impact, you know, the chemistry of the team? I don't know. You know, we'll see, but I think it's a good start. All right, we got Alex Teichert's Tower of Trivia coming up in a few moments. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches. Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time, folks, for the segment that is sweeping the nation. The segment that has made our DJ, our engineer, our master of the wheels of steel, a celebrity, the hottest commodity in radio.
What are you doing, Saul?
DJ Alex Teichert's Tower of Trivia is now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Teichert's Tower of Trivia, where flattery will get you nowhere. And it's a segment that highlights.
That should give me a few points, Alex.
The fact that you don't got to even like sports to work in sports media. And again, the star of this segment, none other than the king of Weeb Nation, our resident DJ, the one, the only, Alex Teichert.
Guys, you know Chris read that perfectly. Thank you for getting that copy, Chris. And Rob, you know it is true when you're at an MLB All-Star game and some random kid comes up to you and says, do you know Alex Teichert?
You
that
know
is
what?
True. So.
True story.
Are you saying you're not?
Swear.
I
swear,
took a picture with what? The guy and put him, and we called Alex.
Yeah, they did.
Wait, hold on. He came up to you and asked if you knew Alex Teichert.
Yep. Yes, he did.
He did.
He said
he know
that
you
their
from
moms
the anime
know each
stuff?
Other.
Or,
oh, no,
their moms
no, no.
know each other.
Yeah, old school friends, my mom and his mom. So my mom used to yep. babysit him now, and he's out there for college and ended up running into
he's
Rob.
He's a baseball player wow. yeah, man. At college. A okay, nice okay. kid. And I said, you got to be kidding me. So I said, let me call Alex. We took a picture. We sent it to Alex. And wow. then we got on the phone with
It was
Alex.
So cool, man.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Yep. All right. Well,
that's
let's
wild.
Get this party
All right,
started.
So let's get to it. This week's theme in honor of that momentous meeting between Alex Teichert fan and Rob Barker. This week's theme is all Major League Baseball All-Star Game related. Now, this one's a little bit tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tougher than usual.
I was going to say, this is going to be hard. This is going to be crazy.
It is tougher than usual, but I think you guys can do it because you've done this enough times that I think you got the hang of this game. I flipped the coin. Rob Parker gets question number one. All right, here we go.
I'm glad about that.
Question number one. Rob, Shohei Ohtani became the first player to ever start an All-Star game as both a pitcher and a hitter. As you know, Ohtani plays his home games for the Los Angeles Angels of blank.
All right, Alex, be very smart about this. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
One word.
Disneyland.
Anaheim.
Yeah!
That's correct.
Let's go, Rob.
Let's go.
It's a good clue.
Good clue. I'll give you that.
All right, here we go.
I'll give you that.
Question number two, Chris Broussard. Every single member of the blank Astros opted out of the All-Star festivities probably because they wanted to avoid scrutiny from their peers for all that right. cheating they did. Chris, one word.
Rockets.
Houston.
That is
there
correct.
Is.
Let's go. Let's
there
go.
It is.
It would be an NBA clue. Why couldn't you say we have a problem?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, too many words like, for one.
You would have done that. Rob would have done that.
I would have put them all together, making one word.
We got a problem. Problem. Here we go. Tiger Tower trivia, all tied up. 10 points apiece. Question number three to Rob Parker. Babe Blank hit the first home run in All-Star Game history back in 1933.
Okay, we ready, Alex?
I was born ready, Rob.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
Muth?
I know what you're doing. This is a Rob Parker.
Is that a word? Hold on.
I don't think it's a word.
It's got to be a word. It can't be a sound.
It doesn't have to because I
it's
think.
It's got to be a word.
We didn't specify, so we'll do this later.
Okay.
We can fix it next round.
Oh,
we
y'all
play.
In trouble. Wait till like, some of these clues y'all start hearing from me.
Rob, you know me way too well, bro. That's Ruth.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is Ruth. There is no such word.
I was gonna
be like uncouth.
Uncouth. Chris, haven't you ever had a vermouth?
Yeah, vermouth, but that's
okay.
Not mooth.
Vermouth.
Sleuth?
I'm verklempt.
That's right.
All right.
Oh my!
I guess
God.
Okay. Moving, we'll do
that's
this.
A new rule.
This game will be different, but next week there will be no.
So what? It has to
be a real word. It's got to be a real word.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Question number four.
That was good, Rob.
After winning this week's game 5-2, the American League has now won 8 straight games over the blank league.
Okay.
CB, I have no idea.
Patriotic?
Just for the reference, Rob, you said already American League, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Patriotic.
All I said was yep.
No, nobody asked you.
Patriotic. American League? National League?
There it is.
That is correct.
Is it
there
really?
It is.
Wow.
I'll take it.
And I didn't
I'll
have to
it.
Make up a word
Let's
either.
Go.
You know what my clue was going to be?
Beklempt?
No. International. Oh.
Oh.
Enter.
No, his word was going to be blational.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I could have said the blational league.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
All right, here we go. This is a perfect game.
I'm
very surprised right now.
Thank you.
Back to Rob Parker. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit the longest home run in All-Star Game history this week, 468 feet. As you know, Vlad plays his home games for the Toronto Blue Blank.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
All right.
Come on, Rob.
Days?
Dazed?
No, I said days.
Days.
Days?
Yes.
Like in the week,
in,
right?
And okay. Don't say anything days else.
Days. Like
the clue
days
is days.
In.
That's all you get, Alex.
Days.
D-A-Y-S.
Read the clue.
Or is it D-A-Z-E? We
yeah,
don't know.
I need to know the spelling on this.
We'll find out.
D-A-Y-S. Stop
it. D-A-Z-E, isn't it?
Okay.
No. D-A-Y-S.
Hold up. I think I know where
it's
Rob's
going. It's a bad clue either way.
It is a bad clue, but I'm trying to get in the mind of a Rob Parker rather than Rob Parker in the mind of an Alex. I'm going to go J's.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Look,
now that's
a
word. That works.
The rhyming, though.
What?
Rob, when you
Rob
don't
G.
have anything else, you rhyme.
Rob
that
G.
Word,
that,
that's
ridiculous.
Okay. As long as
Days
it's a real
works.
Word.
You said, Chris, you wanted it to be a word. Days works.
Funny. Oh,
let's get into the mind of a Rob Parker.
That's what I'm saying. You should have said Nikes. J's.
You know, I was going to say, I
ooh,
wanted to say Jordans.
Jordans,
but I don't know if you would call them J's.
I mean, maybe.
Just what if I had said Z?
I don't know.
Nah, that would have been tough. That would have been a good clue.
That's good
that's
after.
A tough one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Right. Number six, perfect game going now. We're going up the tower. Gets a little bit tougher here,
gosh.
Alex.
All
no
right.
way he gets this. No way.
This year's All-Star game
Rob.
Was sorry. Played at Blank Field in Denver, where fans are encouraged to, quote, tap the Rockies.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go, Alex.
I'll do my best.
Beer.
Budweiser.
Incorrect. All right, perfect
sorry,
game
Chris.
Is over.
Damn.
All right.
If Rob gets this, there's no way that
sorry, Chris
can come back.
He ain't getting this. He ain't getting this.
Beer.
And don't rhyme either.
What? Don't rhyme.
So it's got to be a beer.
You ready, Alex?
Yeah, I'm thinking right now, too.
Doors?
Coors.
Yeah!
That is for the
win.
I'm filing a complaint. Rob had like three rhymes in that.
What? What was wrong with that? Coors, Doors.
Hey.
Rob G, saying. I want a ruling.
Rhyming. No,
that's
get
fair.
Because
we've been doing that. That's okay.
We have. Chris, you were doing it.
Next week is we have to use actual words.
I like to challenge
myself.
We got
to use real words.
Yes.
Doors isn't a word?
No.
That was a shiesty win, Rob.
Hey, see, if it makes you feel better.
Giving syllables as hints. And
your assist helped him with the beer thing, so.
Oh, I knew he knew that. Yeah. But that's not.
Soak it up, Rob.
All right. Fox Sports Radio, keep it locked.
Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We having some good times here at the iCouple.
Hope you are too.
That's right. These are the good times, folks. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teichert all up in those crates.
Tom Crady.
Not just knee deep. He was totally deep. That's why they call him Tom Crady. So, Rob.
Yes.
What, so, you're flying tonight
yeah.
to D.C.?
Yes.
Wow. What time are you getting in? Probably late.
No,
early in the morning.
Yeah, 5:30 or something.
Right.
But it's all good. You know what I mean? I got a big lunch with some friends down there tomorrow afternoon, and then the Padres Nationals game. It'll be good to see my friend Fred, to my best friend. So I usually get down there once a year. So looking forward to it. Yep.
All right. Well, let's close it out with this. As we know, Team USA, apparently the women and the men having trouble in the run-up, the preparation for the Olympics this year. I tell you what, Rob, it has made it more interesting to me. Like, I really wasn't planning on watching much of the Olympics as far as basketball because, you know, it's just a blowout, you know, and it's generally over in the midway through the second quarter or something. But now I'm intrigued. Like, I'm looking forward to these games now. To see how we play, to see do we win. I think there'll be competitive games. So I'm cool with it. Did you have any issues? What did you think about the additions? You saw Kevin Love's out, Bradley Beal's out because of COVID, and they got this Keldon Johnson from the Spurs, young kid, like a role player, and then JaVale McGee. I think they needed some role players.
No, I mean, you can't have a team full of stars.
Sure.
You need players who can do other stuff. I mean, I think people make that mistake all the time, you know? Like, Chris, there's dirty work that needs to be done.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
and Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum. And
they're not doing dirty work.
Damian Lillard aren't doing it, that's for sure.
Right.
So, I'm with that. I actually thought some people mentioned Pat Beverly would have been a good idea. Look, they let you get more physical. You can hand check. He'd have been a good defender for a Team USA.
No, I agree. And he'd be an attack dog on those guys. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. But speaking of that, Jared Dudley, plays for the Lakers, of course. Longtime veteran in the league. He's saying.
You mean he's on the Lakers? Go ahead.
Yeah, on the Lakers. You're right about that. He's saying that the NBA should adopt the FIBA rules. Because he thinks that the players manipulate their officials too much as it is. And what I'm going to say is this. Really, the only major rules, I mean, yeah, I think they need to standardize rules in professional basketball across the world. Because we're playing each other enough where they all should be playing by the same rules. But essentially, to me, it boils down like you can hand check in FIBA. Zone defense is legal, and goaltending, as you know, is legal. I got to be honest. I think they should standardize the rules. I don't think they should put goaltending in the NBA. You know, like once it hits the rim, you can go ahead or eliminate goaltending, I should say. Once it hits the rim, you can like knock the ball off the rim. I think the athletes are too good in the NBA, man. They be knocking that ball off the rim all the time.
Yeah, so I'm not feeling that.
I don't like that's not needed. I honestly, Rob, I don't think we should have a true zone. You know, now you can play zone, but you can't play like a true zone where you just plant a guy in the middle of the lane like college because you have to be within 3 feet of your man. So I don't want to see a true zone because what a true zone would do is really cut down at least somewhat on great individual play, right? Great ISO play because you could clog up that lane. So I don't want to see that. The only one I'd want to see from FIBA is if you allow hand checking, you know, and but that's about it. And you know, a few other things like letting the guys, they inbound the ball quickly without giving it to the ref, things like that. But what are your thoughts on that? I do think they just need to standardize them, though. Make them the same everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I don't think the United States should change, you know,
Right. I think FIBA more should change toward the United States.
Right.
And look, we created
the
game.
That's the way I look at it, right.
So you would think that the United States, the NBA would, I mean, they don't, but you would think they should have precedent. We created the game.
Right. I think so, too. I don't think it's the other way around. I think people would reject it. Not reject it, but would feel funny if we were to change the rules on them. You know what I mean? I just don't think it's worth it.
I mean, if they got something better, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely better. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go to that. But outside of that, if it's just kind of subjective, you know what I mean, and you just want to make the game the same, then I think they should come under the NBA's decision-making in that regard. So, you know, the three-point line also is shorter in international play. So, there's some little funky rules here and there. But, you know, I think this is going to be interesting. I'm a lot more intrigued by these Olympics. I honestly, Rob, I'd like to see Zion. I would have liked to have seen Zion on the team. Now, I'm sure New Orleans didn't want to see that. It's tough enough keeping him healthy just with NBA season, right?
I mean, that's the problem with some of the guys. I mean, even if you're the Nets, are you really that thrilled that Durant's there? You can't stop him, but
my guess with Durant is that he's like, I hear what you're saying, but he's probably like, think about it, right? He didn't play a lot of basketball this year. You know, because, I mean, he was there in the playoffs, thankfully, for the Nets. But he didn't – what did he play, like 35 games in the regular season or something like that? You know, so I'm sure he's like, man, I want to get out there. Because Durant's that rare – he's a guy that just likes the ball. And he's probably like, man, I just want to play. Like, he played 35 games this year, right? And then, you know, however many playoff games they played. So I'm sure he just wants the ball.
No, I just hope he doesn't get hurt. I get it, yeah, and you can't live like that always. Oh, I don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
Don't play. You could get hurt at any point. You know that.
Right. All right, well, safe flight, Rob.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. I'll be in my boxing class in the morning, bright and early.
Have fun with that. Don't get knocked out. Don't let her knock you out, all right?
I know, right? All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Download, subscribe. Leave us 5 stars in a comment. Jason Smith and Mike Norman are next. Peace!